It was a cold Christmas Eve in Russia, in a little village out on the taiga. And Papa Panoff, the village shoemaker, was there, looking out his window at the street. He opened his door and he smelled the cool, crisp cold. And wafting on the breeze, he could smell the cooking for all the Christmas Eve feasts, and he smiled to himself as the lights came on and the lights in the sky got dimmer. He went back in his house and put his coffee on his little wood stove, wrapped himself up in his blanket and sat down in his chair. He grabbed his Bible off the little stand there and opened it up to the Christmas story to read on that Christmas Eve. He read about Mary and Joseph going to Bethlehem on Christmas Eve, the first Christmas Eve, and no place to stay. Papa Panoff thought to himself, "Oh, Mary, if you had been here in my village, you could have come here. And I would have given you my quilt, and the baby Jesus could have laid there, and you could have sat by the fire. Instead, you were in a cow shed. I can't believe it. Oh, my goodness." And he read about the three wise men coming to give Jesus gifts. And Papa Panoff thought to himself, "Oh, if only I had something to give the baby Jesus." He kept reading through the Bible as the night started to fall upon the village. Oh, and he fell asleep there in his chair. And while he dozed, he had a dream. And in the dream, as so often can happen in dreams, the reality of what was going on was very real. And the reality was, Jesus was speaking to Papa Panoff, saying, "I will come and visit you on Christmas Day." And Papa said, "Oh, great. Jesus, I'm so looking forward to seeing you. I can't wait to visit." And so when Papa Panoff woke up in the morning, he was excited. "Oh, it's Christmas Day, and Jesus is coming to visit me. I wonder how he will come. Will he come as the glorious king who reigns over all, as we heard about in Paul's letter to the Ephesians today? Will he come as the prophet who cleansed the temple of all the money changers swinging his rope? Will he come as the great teacher who spoke on the mountain and said, 'Blessed are the poor,' and gave the great teachings? How will he come?" Papa could only imagine. And as he was wondering and pondering how Jesus might be arriving on that Christmas Day, because he knew he was coming, he looked out of his frosted window and he saw out there on the street, to his great surprise on Christmas Day, Sergei the street sweeper. And Papa said, "Oh, Sergei, what are you doing out there on the street?" He opened the door and said, "Sergei, you come in here right now. It's Christmas Day. You should not be outside in the cold, sweeping. Come in now." And he put the coffee on, and he gave him some of his porridge, and he said, "Sergei, now come sit here and warm yourself. You should not be outside sweeping." Sergei said, "Thank you very much." Papa was so excited, he said, "I had a dream last night, Sergei. I had a dream that Jesus is going to visit me today." And Sergei said, "Well, I hope it comes true. I hope it does come true. Thank you so much for the coffee and the warm porridge." And off he went back out to his job. A little while later, Papa Panoff was fixing, tidying up, cooking a little soup for his dinner. And his eye passed over his window again, and he happened to see a young woman out there carrying a bundle. And he went to the window, and he looked, and he said, "Is that woman carrying a baby? Is that bundle a baby?" And so he opened his door up, and he said, "You there, young woman, come here, come here, come here, come here. What are you carrying?" And lo and behold, she pulled back the cloth, and there was a little baby. And said, "You, it's cold outside. Come in now, come in. Do you have any milk for your baby?" "No, I don't have any milk." He says, "Well, let me warm some up here on my stove. You sit there in my chair, and I'll warm you up some milk for your baby." And he did just that, and he gave the baby, and he said, "Oh, let me hold your baby." And he holds the baby, and he's like, "Oh, I remember when my babies were little." And he cooed, and he fussed over the little baby. "Oh." And the baby smiled up at him. He said, "Oh, these babies' feet are so cold. Do you have any shoes for your baby?" And the woman said, "No, I have no money for shoes." And said, so Papa looked up on the shelf, the top shelf there, where he kept all of his special things. And he pulled off a box that he had pulled off many times before. And in that box were his most prized possession, the little shoes that he had made for his baby. His perfect pair of shoes. And he thought to himself how he loved those shoes because they reminded him of his children. And he opened the top and he said, "Let's try them on." And they fit perfect. And he said, "Now you have shoes to keep your baby's feet warm." She said, "Okay, I must be going now. Thank you so much." And off she went. And as night was coming down, there was a shadow there bouncing around, wavering through the street. There was a bump there on the dirt track through the village. And Papa Panoff wondered, who could it be? And so he looked out in the gloom and he held up his lantern, and there was Andre, the beggar man. And Papa thought to himself, "Oh, Andre, even you on Christmas have no place to be." And Andre was the one who all the boys threw stones at as they wandered by. And Andre was the one that all the little girls gossiped about behind their hands. He was one that all the ladies of the town said, "Oh, he drinks too much vodka. We know he does." But Papa only felt sorry for him and said, "Andre, now you come in my house. On Christmas, you don't be outside. You come sit in my chair. Here, I have some cabbage soup. We'll have Christmas dinner together here in my house." And Andre murmured a thank you and sat down. And they both slept inside that night. And in the morning, Papa put on the coffee and gave some to Andre and gave him some porridge and sent him on his way. And Papa thought to himself, "Oh my goodness! Jesus didn't come. I was so worried about Sergei the street sweeper and the young woman with the baby and Andre, poor Andre, that I forgot that Jesus was coming." Oh, and he sat down in his chair. "I can't believe I missed Jesus coming." And as clear as a bell ringing, just as in the dream, but waking this time, the voice of Jesus spoke to Papa Panoff and said, "Papa, I did come." And Papa at first looked confused and a little hurt, but then the Holy Spirit opened his eyes and his heart, and he smiled and he said, "Yes, you did. Thank you. Amen."